Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
I had to look it up because I had a feeling, but I wasn't 100% sure. But after putting it in the search bar on Google, October 29th is when duck hunting season officially began. And tonight it began for the Blackhawks as they finish off their road trip, a 3-2 comeback victory over the Anaheim Ducks, getting two goals from Jared Tinordi, who doubles his career goal total in one night out on the West Coast. How's it going, everyone? I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show, taking you up to 12:30 in the morning. So if you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200, give us a call, give us a text. We'd love for you to join the conversation as we recap this Blackhawks victory. We are going to bring in Kaylee Chelios to help us recap this Blackhawks victory. And Kaylee, this was a really fun one. This was a great turnaround effort by this team tonight. They're quickly down 2-0. They're able to squeeze out a goal before the end of the first period. They maintain that pressure for the rest of the game. I mean, you could call this the Jonathan Toews game. You could call this the Arvid Soderblom game. But here we are calling it the Jared Tinordi game. And I don't think anyone could have predicted that heading into tonight.
Love to see it. And we also in here, Joe, John and I love duck hunting season. What a way to bring us back after that victory. Love that. So it was a great comeback effort. I mean, the start, honestly, John and I were talking. It wasn't surprising to see them come flat. This has been a really long road trip, long days, long travel days, time change. They're with their dad. So they got caught sleeping a little bit from the start, but who but Jared Tinordi to come back and bring them some momentum with that opening goal and then follow up just getting pucks to the net. He was activating on the rush twice with Patrick Kane trying to get a rebound and just connecting on another chance with Patrick Kane earlier in the game, too. So he really stepped up to the plate, blocking shots along with Jack Johnson, Philip Roos getting on the score sheet with his first NHL goal. So this was a team effort from start to finish, and it started in net with Arvid Soderblom making sure this game didn't get out of hand, because it very well could have been 3 or 4 nothing after the first period.
And, you know, this Jared Tinordi addition this year, I mean, that was just kind of a small move that happened at the beginning of the season, but this is just another example of Kyle Davidson really knowing what he's getting from the guys that he acquires. He's hit on Sam Lafferty. He's hit on Jason Dickinson. It looks like he's hit on Jared Tinordi, too. He just has, so far, small sample size, but so far, he's got a great vision of what he wants out of his players for a specific team, because everyone, like John said earlier in the broadcast, is just gelling right now. Everybody is pitching in.
Yeah, and he's found, you know, players that play a similar way. I mean, you can throw Blackwell into that as well.
Yeah.
You could throw Jack Johnson, a veteran leader, just came off a cup and is managing over 20 minutes a night most nights. And, you know, he looks really confident carrying the puck up the ice. So veteran leadership, you know, great work ethic. It's all coming together. They're gelling. And I had asked Mark Tinordi, Jared's father, about how he's adjusted to Chicago and how he's feeling. And he said he really likes the guys in the room. He's gelled well. It's a great group of guys. So he seems like he's transitioned seamlessly from New York, and he's really found a fit here on a team that's depending on him. But he's really carrying the load back there and looks very confident.
Obviously, some of that veteran leadership coming from the captain, Jonathan Toews, 71% from the faceoff circle tonight. He actually finished with no shots on goal. He had one takeaway, but it was really just his physicality, his assertiveness, and his veteran leadership. I mean, he was ready to go toe-to-toe to Ryan Strome, Vetrano, just about anybody in that third period. You saw the side of Jonathan Toews that I don't think we've seen for the past couple of years.
I loved it, not going to lie. I'm always for that kind of stuff, and especially Toews. I mean, the way he shoved Strome like that, like he dropped his stick and was just like, yeah, right, you won't. And he didn't. So that was awesome. I love to see that from Taze. Luke Richardson's been talking about him and multiple times has commented on him being strong like a bull. I mean, he's probably one of the strongest guys on the team. He's tough. He's mean. And he's playing with a lot of emotion this season, which is really exciting to see after the last couple seasons he's had.
I really did want to break down the Pam Beasley debate, but I feel like we got to let you go so you can get on the plane. But there will be more opportunities to open the can of worms that is the office debate that you posed to Jonathan Taves. And
I'm going to get a vibe from some of the other players on the team, but you and I can do a pregame segment that might include some of their perspectives, and we can really give some context to viewers that might not understand what we're dealing with here.
Okay. All right. And yeah, just, I mean, since there's not another game until Monday, Kaylee Chelios on the Blackhawks Insider Podcast, sit down with Jonathan Taves. Great stuff. And you'll be surprised to hear some of the stuff they talk about because one of it is The Office. No, it really was a cool sit-down, Kaylee. Great job on that and great job tonight as well. We'll see you in a couple of days.
Thank you, Joe. Looking forward to it. We can't wait to get back there.
Likewise. Okay, that is Kaylee Chelios out at the Honda Center. She and John Weideman calling a 3-2 victory, comeback victory for the Blackhawks over the Anaheim Ducks. The Hawks are back over 500 once again. They're 6-5-3 with tonight's win. The Anaheim Ducks now 4-10-1 with the loss. Anaheim has had a real tough go at it to begin this season, and they were entering this game coughing up 26 goals in their last five games, so now make it 29 goals in their last six games. More importantly, the Hawks did not get off to a good start, and they were able to turn things around. Three unanswered goals from them tonight, and again, two of them coming from the unknown defenseman, Jared Tenorti, but really making a name for himself tonight. And he was the number one star. Today's three-star selection is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider. With your collision repair needs, visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. Again, Jared Tenorti receiving the number one star. And the other two stars, as we're trying to load it up on the computer here, Troy Terry, the number two star, he scored the first goal of the game. And then Max Domi picking up the number three star of the Chicago Blackhawks. What a fun trip he's had with his father, Ty, on the trip. Made a fan and a really young fan over at the LA Kings game. We talked about that story during the pregame, but Domi tonight finishes with a couple of points, assisting on two goals. We're going to take a break. We've got a lot more to get to, whole bunch of out-of-towns to get to tonight. We will play the highlights from this one and hopefully get some sound for the Blackhawks dressing room after a fun, impressive comeback victory over the Anaheim Ducks. And also, we'd like to hear from you, 312-981-7200. Give us a call, give us a text. Help us break down this game as the Blackhawks come back to beat Anaheim. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. If you watched the beginning of tonight's game, you might have seen the 18 shots on goal in favor of Anaheim before the Blackhawks got two. And with their second shot on goal, they finally got their first goal of the game. And eventually, three unanswered goals to take down the Anaheim Ducks 3-2. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. We got a text from Toronto, 647 area code. Huge Hawks fan. Great comeback win. Hopefully, they can keep it going. Go Hawks. And Jacob out in California has the same idea. Big win, good for standings, says Jacob from California. Says, Jacob, you're on the Blackhawks postgame show. What impressed you most about tonight's win?
Well, I was just saying that, you know, we won it for the dads, and, you know, it's always cool to, you know, wrap up a road trip, especially, you know, in general with the win, and now we're pretty much tied for third or fourth place, and we just need to keep it going. You know, Monday is going to be a huge test against Carolina, and hopefully we can come out with 2 points and see what, you know, just keep it going.
I agree, Jacob. What part of California are you from?
Just Central Valley. I think I called last week. And Central Valley, you know, next to, like, San Francisco, and been a Hawks fan, you know, pretty much all my life. And just really been enjoying this team. And you know, I'm glad, you know, Taze and, you know, Kane has been really, you know, positive with, you know, being on a team that's on a rebuild. But,
right.
you know, if you think about our, you know, gelness that, you know, I heard on the pregame and heard on the game itself, we're really starting to really become, you know, a whole team.
I hear you, Jacob. All right, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it. That is Jacob from California after a Hawks comeback victory over the Anaheim Ducks. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to call in or text in. Let's point it out. The Anaheim Ducks have gotten off to a really rough start this year. Jacob's right. It's going to be a tough test on Monday against Carolina. It'll be interesting to see what type of start the Blackhawks have in that game because they have shown good performances against good teams. The whole standings conversation, yes, the Hawks are above 500 right now. They're doing a lot better than anyone would have expected to. But let's keep in mind this is year one of a rebuild. The main concern is their effort, how they are looking in these games. And from that standpoint, there's really not much to pick apart. There's really not much to criticize. There was a rough game last weekend against Winnipeg. That one quickly in the rearview mirror. They were outplayed by LA Thursday night to continue this road trip, but they squeezed out a point. They nearly were able to grab two or at least push it to the shootout. And tonight, the most thing you can criticize is their start to the game, but they were able to turn it around. It's not continued lapses by this team. They have their mistakes. They have their things they need to improve on, but it doesn't continue. And I think that's the most important thing about this team. And that's why people are using the term like gelling. They're fitting in. They're following each other and everyone is pitching in and buying into this system. And again, I think that all starts with Kyle Davidson, the GM, and the head coach, Luke Richardson. Let's recap tonight's game that, again, the Blackhawks did not start off well. The Anaheim Ducks had four shots on goal just a minute 20 into the game. And I said earlier they had their first 18 of 19 shots on goal in the entire contest. But they were able to score the first goal just 19 seconds into the game.
As the puck slips loose behind the net, Zegras put it out in front. Terry shoots and scores. 19 seconds into the hockey game, the Ducks take a 1-0 lead. Troy Terry, the leading scorer for the Ducks, adds another. And for Terry, that's his sixth goal on the season from Zegras. 1-0 Anaheim.
Sixth assist for Zegras on the year. And as John had mentioned, just happened so quickly. The Blackhawks actually won the opening faceoff, but then Anaheim was able to keep that pressure on Terry and Zegras, pushing it down into the Hawks zone and finding the first goal. That intensity continued. Anaheim made it very difficult for the Blackhawks to get anything going. Basically, one shot on goal through the first few minutes for the Hawks, and it was hardly even because they were just dumping it into Anaheim's zone. I think it was a Reese Johnson shot on goal that was not even fully intended. So Anaheim was able to double their lead not too much further into the contest.
The other way come the Ducks. Terry into the Hawks zone to Henrik. Right circle. Shoots and scores. The new Papa Adam Henrik fired a wrist shot that hit the top left corner of the Hawk net and ricocheted into the net. And it's now 2-0 Anaheim.
It really didn't seem like the Blackhawks were going to get anything going at all, and it really took them a while to. This was one of those situations where a Blackhawks goal gave them the momentum. It wasn't that they just willed the goal. The goal just kind of happened, and then they found the momentum, and the goal was scored by Jared Tenorti.
Kane to Domi over the line to Tenorti in front. He shoots and scores! What a move by the big man, Jared Tenorti! Caught that pass on his forehand, went to his backhand, and put it in behind Stolarz. That's his first goal as a Hawk, and he gets the Hawks some momentum back. They trail 2-1.
Then the Blackhawks were able to breathe a little bit easier, find some more momentum, and just have a better control and feel for the game. Should mention Arvid Soderblom, sensational all throughout the night, but especially in that first period when he was getting all types of pressure coming from Anaheim. And John mentioned it on the broadcast that he was kind of showing his body language that he was not impressed, not happy with his team's performance. He was almost out there to dry. Luckily, he only coughed up those two goals, which happened to be the only two goals scored by Anaheim tonight. We moved into the second period. The Blackhawks had nearly a full 2 minutes of a man advantage to start that period. They had a decent power play, but didn't convert. Then later on, once again, good puck movement, good exit out of the neutral zone into Anaheim's zone, and they were able to tie up the game.
Kane at center ice over the duck line right wing to Philip Roos in the slot. He fires it and flexes on goal. Rebound, score! Following up on the play down the backside, it looked like Philip Roos got hold of that puck and chips it in behind Anthony Stolarz. And for Philip Roos, this is his first National Hockey League goal, all in front of his dad, and it's tied at two. What a great moment for that young man.
Very, very cool for Philip Roos, and a guy that's really fit into this Blackhawks team right from the get-go. He's a physical player. He seems to mesh well with anybody that he plays with, and now he's being rewarded with his first NHL goal. Definitely a circumstance he won't ever forget. Patrick Kane with the primary assist on that goal. That gives him 2 points tonight. That was our lone winning bet of the FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show. Two Kane points got you a payout of plus 148. It was our most profitable bet, but it ends up being the only one. We also went with the over, only five goals scored tonight of an over-under of 6.5. We also went with three Andreas Athanasiou shots on goal. He only ended up with one. Had a couple of chances as he was pinned against the boards, but unfortunately, two Kane points, the only winning bet. Great to see Kane back in the production side offensively, though. But a 2-2 tie, it remained into that third period. A couple of chances for both teams. Things were really starting to get physical and heated. Jonathan Toews not having it with Vetrano, and then almost went toe-to-toe with Ryan Strome. Really cool to see the intensity coming from the captain there. And then a little bit later, the Blackhawks grabbed their first lead of the day. And wouldn't you guess who scored it?
Tenorti pounds one from the left point. They score! Jared Tenorti may have picked up his second goal of the game. It looked like one of the Hawks may have deflected it as well. We'll have to see. But this one eludes Stolarz. And with 2:42 left in period number three, the Hawks have taken a 3-2 lead. And it looks like it's going to be Jared Tenorti's second goal of the night. That's a career high.
And his fourth career goal ever. His last three goals of his career have all come in Anaheim. Two tonight. He scored one last year for the New York Rangers in Anaheim on January 8th. Just a very cool night for Jared Tenorti. Another game in which he'll never forget. Again, he was the number one star tonight. It is time for our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. You honestly could give it to a couple of players tonight. I could justify Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Arvid Soderblom, but we might as well go ahead and continue to throw roses at Jared Tenorti's feet. What a performance from the new Blackhawks defenseman as he hits a career high, a two-goal game against the Anaheim Ducks tonight. Into the final stages of regulation of tonight's game, the Anaheim Ducks pulled their goalie, had a couple of good chances. Arvid Soderblom continued, though, to keep it a 3-2 Blackhawks lead and eventually a 3-2 Blackhawks win.
Henrique's got it. Moves it to the left wing corner to Strome. He put it in front of the net. Look out, Tenorti whacks it out of there and out to center ice. 3 seconds, 2-1, a desperation shot by Fowler. Sails wide, and the Hawks win in Anaheim. 3-2, the Hawks come back from behind and beat the Anaheim Ducks here tonight. 3-2, the final score. The Hawks have taken three out of a possible 4 points on this Father's Trip. They end the Father's Trip with a record of 1-0-1, and their aggregate record now is 6-5-3, while the Ducks fall to 4-10-1.
It was just one of 13 games in the NHL tonight. We'll recap all of them when we come back. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. Give us a call, give us a text. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show, recapping a 3-2 winner over the Anaheim Ducks on 720 WGN. Three games on the road. The Blackhawks end up pulling out 3 points, a 1-1-1 record. When you go back to last week, starting in Winnipeg, a more successful Dad's road trip as they went 1-0-1, capped off with a 3-2 comeback victory over the Anaheim Ducks tonight out in California. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN, taking you up to 12:30 in the morning. If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. Another solid effort from this Hawks team. Maybe not all 60 minutes, but enough to pull out 2 points against a struggling Anaheim team. The Blackhawks' next game will be on Monday against Carolina at home at the United Center. So if you want to see some Carolina Hurricanes coming to town and see how the Blackhawks fare against them, go ahead and check out the Blackhawks website for tickets. 13 games in the NHL tonight, and we're going to recap all of them. Let's start out in Philadelphia.
Here's DeBrincat. Cutting in, turns it back. Shabbat wheels it across. Stützle to the corner. Centering pass. Scores! DeBrincat down the backside. 2-1 Ottawa.
That's Dean Brown of TSN 1200 AM. Ottawa with a 4-1 winner over the Philadelphia Flyers, and that was one of two goals from the former Blackhawk, Alex DeBrincat. And Claude Giroux's return to Philly for the first time since being traded last year. Ottawa, though, ends a seven-game skid. They improved to 5-8-1 on the year. Let's go to Florida.
Face off to the right of Knight. Puck gets to the middle, walking right in. Barry scores! Tyson Barry walked right into the slot, hammers it by Knight, and the Oilers are up 2-1.
The exciting Cam Moon of CHED Radio, 6:30 a.m., one of two goals for Tyson Barry as well, a 4-2 winner for the Edmonton Oilers over the Florida Panthers. Aaron Ekblad returning for the Panthers tonight, but not enough as Edmonton improves to 9-7-0. Let's head to Jersey.
Now it's Fisher with it. In the far corner, he's tied up, puck comes free, shot, score! Jesper Boqvist stopped once and put it home on the second try. His first goal of the season and the Devils lead.
Matt Laughlin of WFAN, a 4-2 winner for the New Jersey Devils. In that game, they were chanting, "Sorry, Lindy," throughout the Devils' home arena. That's because during the first game of the year, New Jersey was losing, and the Devils fans were chanting, "Fire Lindy." Apparently, that message got to Lindy Ruff, the head coach of the New Jersey Devils, and he told the crowd, "I accept the apology." The Devils pick up their ninth straight win, their longest winning streak since 2007. Again, a 4-2 winner over the Arizona Coyotes. Let's go to Buffalo.
Here's Nosek. High slot. Zaboral shoots. He scores! Jacob Zaboral, his first NHL goal, puts the Bruins in front 2-1.
Our buddy Judd Surratt of 98.5, the Sports Hub, give the Boston Bruins a 13-2-0 start to the year. Referee Kevin Pollock officiating his 1,500th NHL game out in Buffalo tonight. Let's go to Montreal.
Pass up to the middle for Hoffman. Off the right wing side. Here's Duck. Gets it across. They score! Mike Hoffman, red hot, and he gets the winner here in overtime for Montreal.
First road loss for Pittsburgh in their last four games. Montreal picks up its eighth win of the season, improving to 8-6-1. You know who's been producing a lot lately? Kirby Dach on that top line with Cole Caulfield and Nick Suzuki. Both of them scored goals tonight. I don't have the numbers on Dach, but it has been pretty promising for the former Blackhawk. Let's go to the island.
Right wing over the jacket line. Penalty coming up. Parisi shoots. He scores! Zach Parisi! An overtime winner! And the Islanders beat the Jackets tonight! 4-3 is your final!
Chris King of Islanders Radio. As the New York Islanders wrap up their homestand, they've won 8 out of their last 10. Blue Jackets caught some rough news before the game, too. Zach Werenski out for the rest of the season with a separated shoulder as the Islanders won 4-3 in overtime. Let's go to Nashville.
In the corner, going after it there, Keandre Miller, the defenseman. But the Predators counter back very quickly, driving to the net, and Persinen with the goal. Juuso Parsonen, maybe his third shift of the NHL, gets the goal, and the Predators lead it 1-0.
That's a great Pete Weber, WPRT 102.5 The Game. Predators with a big win over the New York Rangers, a 2-1 victory, as Nashville's gotten off to a rough start. But they start a five-game homestand on the right foot. 8 of their next 9 will be at the Bridgestone Arena. And the New York Rangers back have now lost 4 of their last 5 after they snapped a 3-game skid on Thursday. Finally, let's go to Toronto.
Engvall's come over the boards. He goes to the front of the net. It'll come back to Morgan Rielly. His shot deflected. Loose in front. Scores! It's Dirty Ben!
Joe Bowen of Sportsnet 590, the Fan. First of two meetings between the Maple Leafs and the Vancouver Canucks goes to Toronto. The Maple Leafs improved to 8-5-3 on the season. Going to do my best to fill in the rest of these scores. Colorado, a 4-1 winner over the Carolina Hurricanes. 4-1 victory as they pick up their eighth win of the season. And actually, that's our next game preview.
Boss throws it forward for Martinuk. Martinuk can stall. Get something going. Martinuk across the stall. He scores! Oh, this line has been fantastic. Offense, defense. And Jordan Staal, his second goal in as many games, has cut the Avalanche lead.
And that only that ended up being the only goal for Carolina. Mike Maniscalco of 99.9 The Fan. And again, that is the next game for the Blackhawks tomorrow. I take that back. Well, no, it is technically tomorrow. Monday night at the United Center. 7:30 puck drop, 7 o'clock pregame show. Only other finals, the St. Louis Blues hand the Vegas Golden Knights their first loss in their last 10 games, 3-2 over Vegas. Calgary, a 3-2 winner over Winnipeg. And the LA Kings stave off Detroit Red Wings' potential comeback, 4-3 winner for LA out in California. One more break, and then we're going to wrap up the Blackhawks postgame show, recapping a 3-2 win over Anaheim. You're listening to 720 WGN Radio. They might have fallen in love with the girl at the punk rock show, but I think we fell in love with the Blackhawks' performance tonight out in Anaheim. 3-2 over the Ducks. Three unanswered goals coming from the Hawks tonight as they improve to 6-5-3. They're back above 500. The Ducks fall to 4-10-1. And the Hawks conclude their road trip 1-1-1. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show here on 720 WGN. Got a couple minutes left for you. As we have been recapping this game all night long, again, this was not the best start for this team. They were able to turn things around after they got a goal late in the first period. And again, it's the adjustments that this team is making that I think is the most promising thing to pull from it. Not the best start. A really good start for Anaheim. The Blackhawks seemed like they were asleep. They weren't able to make the right passes. They couldn't get the puck out of their zone for the life of them, but they didn't make that consistent. They did get a little bit of luck turning that around after scoring the first goal of the game, but they maintained that pressure, and then they didn't just cough it back up to Anaheim. They were able to stay proud with their efforts and pull out another 2 points in tonight's game. We had the one caller from California talking about the standings. Take a quick look at it, where the Blackhawks are in the Central Division standings of the Western Conference. And it is updated now. They're in the fifth spot behind Minnesota, Dallas, Winnipeg, and Colorado. Technically tied with 15 points with Minnesota and only 2 points behind the top three leaders of Colorado, Winnipeg, and Dallas. Again, we're not going to be doing a lot of standings watching this year, but I think it is important to point that out, how much they're overperforming this season. It doesn't seem like a fluke right now. And again, as long as they maintain that effort, for the most part, fans should be pleased with how this team has started. Before we conclude the postgame show, I do want to point out something aside from Blackhawks hockey. And we toss the end of the postgame show over to WGN programming a lot. And a lot of times it's different names, but one name that you often hear me say is Jim Bohannon. He unfortunately passed away technically yesterday on November 12th. It is officially November 13th. He had been dealing with some pretty severe stages of cancer. He passed away at the age of 78, but a radio veteran, a military veteran, and just an overall fabulous entertainer for years and years. And we want to just send our condolences to the Jim Bohannon friend group and family, and we do wish the best for them. And this is to Jim Bohannon. So with that, Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Sitco. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Sitco. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the big help we got here at the WGN studios tonight. Ben Anderson running the solo crew of our production side of things, and our engineers of Brett Jackson and Krista Flores. For John Weinman and Kaylee Chelios out at the Honda Center calling a 3-2 Blackhawks win, I'm Joe Brand. Gabe Salgado has your news next. After that, it is the Jim Bohannon Show on WGN Radio. We'll talk to you Monday night as the Blackhawks host the Carolina Hurricanes right here on 720 WGN.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.